Hey everyone, before I start, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been supporting me and this podcast. I know I'm a talker, and so I appreciate everyone actually taking the time to listen to me. I feel like I'm contributing to society and giving some tidbits of what's going on in my mind and some thoughts and bringing on guests and whatnot. So I really feel like, my voice is being heard. Thank you to those who are monetary supporters and subscribe every month and send me some love. On that note, today we have a great topic bringing forward. I have a really, really, really special guest. And before I introduce her, before she starts talking, I just want to let you know a little bit about her. Her name's Vanessa, better known as The Eclectic Bruja. You can find her on Instagram. She and I, we met about a year ago at a paint and sip that I helped to coordinate. And I've stayed in touch with her for the last year or so. And it's just so interesting because I was raised in a pretty conservative Christian household. And these type of people is the type of people that we just told to stay away from. Like, you don't know, that's eso del diablo, that's demonic, that's dark and scary, and you know, that's not of the Lord and things like that. But it's so funny because these are the type of people, these dark evil people are the type of people that I've been attracting the last 6 months of my life. And no, they're not evil and demonic and things like that. But on that note, Vanessa, say hi to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what you don't do, what you love, what your passions are. Go for it.
So I want to start off just by thanking you, Steph, for having me on your podcast, and to everyone that's listening. I know everybody's lives are really busy, so that's really cool, and many blessings your way for that. Let's see. So about me, regular person, I have a regular job, a regular 9-to-5. I think a lot of times people think, are under the impression, that people, like myself, I don't know, that we live in a dark cave somewhere away from society. And that's definitely not the case. I am a mother. I have an 11-year-old son.
Oh.
11-year-old son, love him to death. And let's see. So passions. This is going to be pretty crazy because this is my passion. Crafting and guiding people and just being what I consider myself an intuitive life coach. Nothing certified, you know, by no means am I a psychologist or nothing of that nature, according to society standards, right? Degrees, right, and things like that. But this is my passion. Just, I've always been a people person, a humanitarian. I wanted to be a cop when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted to help people. I felt, at a young age, I don't know, just things didn't seem right. I always had this funny feeling that this could not be it, that this could not be everything life was about, money and greed and just the things you would see on the news as you're growing up. And for those purposes, I felt like being a cop would make things right. But as we know, you know, God, whoever you believe in, there's always a different plan, right?
Right.
And you just have to walk that walk. And, you know, here I am today. I got to say, if I was to share kind of like something that I've learned up until this point in time about myself, right? Mm-hmm. Just as a person and whole on this journey of just life in general and existing, is that one of the biggest talents that I think that we have as humans that we don't give ourselves enough credit for is the ability to be a chameleon and continue to adapt continuously as life changes, as it throws these curveballs and things like that. And I feel like that's where people like myself, and you know, I can only speak for myself and those that maybe are like-minded, come into play. Sometimes just like a person would go to a doctor, you know, if they're feeling sick, or would go right to a psychologist if they're feeling they're experiencing some kind of, you know, depression or mental illness. They just need guidance. They need someone that they can talk to. And people like myself in what I do, that's what I do. I just provide people that objective listening ear. Someone that they can come to, someone that they can, you know, express their most intimate things to, with the difference that my feedback is divinely guided. I mean, I don't know. That's as best as I could possibly express that to you.
Okay. Do you still hear me, Vanessa?
I do.
All right, great. So, you know, you spoke a little bit about your past and things like that. Guys, if y'all know, we're not in the same place right now. I'm doing this remote podcast. So if things come in and out, I apologize. But Vanessa, so why the name The Eclectic Bruja? Where you got that from?
So let me backtrack a little bit. Since I was a kid, I always felt entities, presence, things that like would produce goodbumps or just let me know that I wasn't in a room by myself or in a space. And I was very big on like, I don't know, I would just know things and pick up on things. So as I got older, specifically 2 years ago, I feel like that was my breaking point. I think that that's when I fully like awoke and came into what I now understand is my sole purpose, my path, my calling here, you know, during our existence here in this
right.
3D world. And I literally woke up one day last year in April and was like, you know, you have to go public with this. There's so many people out there lost just looking for their way. But I was struggling with what name I would use because I grew up Christian, just like you, in the Catholic mm-hmm. religion specifically. And I didn't learn until I was about 16 that my mom is a high priestess in Dominican Voodoo, 21 Division, which makes sense, right? Because if for some people, some of the listeners that may know, it's very masked into the Catholic religion because, you know, the Catholic religion has saints. 21 Divisions associates their deities with these saints, and it crosses all lines across many different spiritual walks.
Right.
However, with me, I noticed that I was very outside of the box, very what many religions would consider or many spiritual walks would consider unethical because I mix and match different walks of religions and spirituality.
Wow. Yeah, that's, you can't be bouncing around. Pick one.
Or allegedly, right? But this is, I guess, where I'm going. It works for me. And this is how my guides communicate with me. This is how my spirituality evolved. And I felt like, why box myself? Which is one of the reasons why I had a problem initiating into any specific religion. And I didn't steer completely away from the Catholic religion, but I kind of stopped going to church and things like that. Because I felt like if we're an extension of the Supreme Creator, then why can't the church be within me? Why can't the Lord or whoever you believe in is your God be within me, a part of me? And why can I not serve them from my own vessel?
Right.
So eclectic just really popped up because the word eclectic in itself just means many different aspects of a variety mm-hmm. of things. And when you, if you were, and then, you know, it's funny because later on I looked up and when you actually look up the word, there's actually a definition for an eclectic witch, which I tend to not use the word witch. I used it in my name because it was what my spirit guided me to, but there's so many misconceptions of what a witch is. Mm. But definitely it's because I use many different walks of spirituality and religious beliefs and different sects of people that practice hoodoo, voodoo, you know, you have the paleros, you have santeros, you have, there's so many, we could go on. And I just pick. And that's where really the name came from. I don't box myself into one specific walk.
Awesome. You educated me today.
Well, that's what we're here to do on Earth. We got to educate each other and uplift.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember literally when I first met you, we saw each other, but I think I kind of tried to like duck you a little bit. Like
I knew that though.
I was like, I just don't like people reading me. Like, is that something you do? Like, do you read people? I know that there are some people who like look at people, they just want to start reading them. Like, is that your thing? Or that's what I always think I was always afraid of. Just like, I don't want people reading me. Like, just, this is what you get. I'm just the type of person I am. I'm just like, what you see is what you get. Why are people trying to read me? Is that what you do? Or is that not your style?
So this is the thing. I will clarify that I do that, but it's not a style. It's something that I have no control over. Mm. So I'll walk into a room and automatically, it's almost like a scanner of everything in the room. My body will automatically pick up on who I need to stay away from, if I should stay in that area, who I could gravitate towards to. And then it's just like visions in a movie.
Oh, okay.
But it comes through energy. And I'll just like, when I saw you, there were things, I think I ended up telling you at the end. There were things I needed to just, it's almost like, you know, when you have that impulse to say something and if you don't say it, you feel like anxious because it has to come out. That's what happens to me. And I've learned I'm teaching myself that when I'm in public, I'm out, like, not everybody's ready to receive certain things.
Yes, so yeah. That's even in the church, girl.
So I have to pull back, but definitely it's an autopilot thing with me where just my body just scans environments, people and things, and I'll just get messages and I will share them if I feel like it is a must. Right. Because I feel like I'm doing the person a disservice by not saying it. Whether they want to receive it or not is not my job,
right?
It's just giving the message, and if in time they receive it, perfect. Because I know that anything that's being shared is more to uplift and empower and assist.
Right. So, you've already said a mouthful, but what makes you different from everybody else who says, you know, I'm a spiritualist, I'm a bruja, I'm a witch, I'm a this, I'm a psychic, I'm a, you know, all that fun stuff. What makes you different from, not to discredit anybody else, but what makes you different from, you know, all those around you? I know, your sister is, you know, she's some type of spirit, you know, she's spiritual as well. Your mother, you know, other family members, those around you, you know, what makes you different from them?
So, like you said, not to discredit anybody's craft, because my mom, she is a beast. She's just getting older, and there's different things I want to address. So I guess let me just clarify on my mom, so that, because, you know, some people say, well, that's why it's demonic. So energy. This takes a lot out of a person to do when it comes to giving messages, receiving messages. So my mom is just older, and it can deplete your body if you're not effectively self-caring and aware and things like that. So that's the category my mom falls into. With me, I think that in reference to them and some other many spiritualist friends that I do have, many pages that I follow on IG, because I'm not in this for competition or to think that I'm superior to anybody. I feel that as a whole, we should unite, because if the goal is to empower people and enlighten people on their own path, whether that's spiritual, religious or not, just guidance, right, then we should do it as a whole, right? There's power in numbers. But personally, I can only speak, of course, for myself. My intention is what makes me different. The eclectic piece is very unique. I've met a lot of people that they're either straight Wicca, straight santeros, straight paleros. You know, there's a lot of discrediting when it comes to Dominican voodoo and 21 division. Many people feel it's halfway because it's not super ritualistic, while other walks are. Mm-hmm. I'm just my own thing. Like,
you know, you have to dabble in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I make up my own rituals. And when I say I make them up, I really just follow what my spirit tells me to do. And for some people, that may consider the entire craft null and void.
Yeah.
But I guess my thing is, on this walk, the last thing a person should do, and it's what I've learned or taught myself along the way, is that you don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. Just like as humans, we are each our own individual and unique. Same thing happens with whatever purpose you have in life. So I really do feel like I am very different from many folk I've met, and many different don't understand really how I chose this walk. But I want to say I didn't choose it. It chose me. Mm-hmm. I just came into the knowing and understanding of what this was my whole life. I didn't get it. I didn't know that I knew what I knew, if that makes
sense. Yeah, no. You're like, why do I know this? Oh, like,
yes.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
And you know what's crazy about that? You know, there's a lot of undiagnosed people out in the world, because many schizophrenics are not schizophrenics. Mm. There are people with abilities and gifts that do not understand them, because this whole topic in itself, huge taboo, for the same reasons that you said in your introduction. Mm-hmm. It's demonic, it's unclean. And I feel that that could tie back into many other aspects of what we do.
You
know, right?
You make a point. Yeah.
All of that. When people don't understand something, they automatically shun it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that will box people into specific places in their life.
Right.
And it's almost like we're conditioned to believe that if it is not the norm, within society, if it is not traditional,
is wrong.
Is wrong, and it is a null and void. But let's think about this. Evolution and just where we are with electronics. If everyone had that same mindset, I wouldn't be holding this phone that's allowing us to have this remote communication. So
right.
I just feel like open-mindedness is an amazing thing that a lot of people have forgotten. I'm gonna say this isn't for everybody. It isn't gonna be for everybody, and it doesn't have to be.
Everything's not for everybody, girl.
Yes, and those that it's for will be called to their own path.
Right.
And my intentions really, I think, is another thing. Like, I don't like to knock anybody, but because of how I scan people, I guess with me, I feel like genuinely as a person, anybody that knows me just as Vanessa, plain old Vanessa, mm-hmm. outside of that page will tell you that, you know, my intention is always to just assist. Mm-hmm. I always want to see people win. I always want to see people do better. I, as an individual, have been through a lot of hardships. You know, people think, oh, you know, they do this, so their life must be perfect. No, it's actually harder probably than the average person.
I could imagine you. A lot of just knowing things that others don't, and being probably like attacked, like spiritually, and you're like, oh, it's probably a lot to handle.
Yeah, I think the awareness of just like you said, having all of this knowledge, and then because of society, right? Because I was one of those people, not understanding what this is could take a super big toll, which is where anxiety, depression, you know, all of this stuff kicks in.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really what I feel separates me from many people that I know, just that it's my personal path, and I've chosen not to compare it to anybody or need approval from anybody but what guides me.
I want to speak on that note of that, you know, you talking about being open-minded. You know, even as a kid for myself growing up, I mean, I had a happy childhood, had a great childhood, you know. So glad I didn't experience anything like any trauma. So grateful for that. But based on the way I grew up, I don't think I was as open-minded as I now am, as I've learned to become. But at the same time, for me, I think, like, I feel like being open-minded, especially now in 2019, where so much stuff that we see, I think now because of the society we live in, everything's just completely easily accessible. And because everything's so accessible, I think kind of almost forces you to have to be open-minded, because if not, you're gonna be miserable. So I'm trying to learn to more, not always necessarily agree or like, but kind of try to understand where people are coming from, or like, well, why do you see it like that? What do you mean, you know, energy? What do you mean a spirit? What do you mean that? And it may not be that is for me, or maybe it is, maybe it's not. But just the fact that I'm, you know, curious to know and ask questions and just try to, you know, find a common ground with people. Cause that's me. I'm always like, if that's your thing, that's fine. It may not be for me, but I understand why it's for you, you know? And I feel like me being open-minded like that, and most recently, it's really made me a happier person. Like, I don't feel so stressed out as I was before. Like, cause you know, sometimes when you feel like you know better than everybody else, I feel like that's so stressful, cause you always want to just, you know, prove a point, and you're so like bitter because people don't agree with you. Like,
right.
It's kind of like, why don't you put that down and try to be a little open-minded, because then you don't have to feel like you're forcing your beliefs or your ideas on anybody. It's okay. And I tell everybody all the time, I am fine. And I agree that it's okay to disagree with other people. Like, let's agree to disagree, and it's okay, you know? And I feel like that type of being open-minded works. And I think it really just helps us as a society, because at the end of the day, like, I mean, how many people are in the world? Billions and billions, who knows? But we're all not going to believe the same thing. We're all good. We all have different beliefs. We all have different likes, different dislikes. And I find that if we become more open-minded, you know, I mean, obviously within your morality also, I think it'll really make the world, honestly, it would make the world a better place. You know, like I say, I'm Christian. I have tons of Muslim friends. I have tons of, I have lots of friends that are Wiccans actually too. And what may be for me may not be for them, and vice versa. But guess what? We're all friends. We could sit and have a cup of coffee, and we're good. Nobody's gonna, you know, nobody's fighting the other person. It's we all try to find some kind of understanding where, you know, oh, well, what's that? Oh, you know, sometimes you find some similarities just in me talking to you and you're like, oh, you know, this is not for everybody. Or I receive things like this and things, some people aren't ready to hear certain things. Like those are things I relate to from just growing up in church, you know. Like, you know, you say you sometimes you have something to say to somebody and it may not be the time, you know. So I feel like if we could continue to be open-minded, we'll find we have a lot of similarities, you know. And I think that's just a great point that you are showing. And at the same time, like, I hope that people who are listening can see that too, you know.
Yeah, you know what it is? This conversation could, like, we could talk for years on this, because this could be split up into many different ways. The whole thing with, you know, church and state and separation and really how the origins of Christianism and all that began here. I mean, I'm not here to, like, break any religion down, but I just feel like if people would take out the time to really educate themselves, especially in this age of technology, there's so much information out there. Just for everyone to see that we can all coexist, because all religions are tied together. People don't want to accept that, but it is. They all cross each other with basic rules. Now, that's not to say, right, that you may have some people that are quote unquote evil, right? And when I say evil, I just mean are just prone to do negative things, you know. They're just, but you know where that stems from? That's not the religion. That's the individual.
Yeah, that's a heart issue. That's a person. Yeah, no, for real.
But you know what happens? They mask that behind their religion or their spiritual walk. So then people attribute that to that. But then if that's the case and that's people's grounding on why this walk of life is null and void, then, I mean, we could sit here and debate all these news stories that have come up of priests fondling children and so on and so forth. But what is the expectation that you don't judge the entire crew by the few bad apples?
Yeah, it's just like witches. Yes. We've always seen in culture and in pop culture, witches are what? These dark people that wear these black and so maybe a hat. They on a broom or they do evil spells. They have cauldrons and they do bad spells to people. And that's
not, let me tell you, this all stems to, and I don't do politics, but I will just say this. It's all control, right? So our ancestors, what? Our grandparents, grandparents, these people were very in tune with the earth.
Yes.
Why? They were eating natural food.
They didn't have cell phones.
Right. And their pineal glands, because we all have one. Educate yourself if you were not aware you have one. We all have pineal glands, but their pineal glands, which is how we connect to our creator, to the divine, to the energies that this universe is made up of, were clear of all the chemicals that now we ingest, because life is fast.
Yeah.
The foods that we get are full of all types of chemicals that I wouldn't even be able to pronounce if you gave me days to figure it out. On top of that, because we are so into technology, we are getting information that society wants us to receive, which keeps us in this place of feeling like there's no hope, like it's hopeless, like this is the only way to do this. They don't want us to become in tune with our real nature, which is everything that we need is within us, within our mindset, within how we direct. Yes, unfortunately, we do have to live by the laws that are inflicted by man, but that doesn't mean that within your own life, while still abiding to those laws, right, that are put in place, you can't find your own path, your own coming, your own way to exist or coexist with everything that's been placed upon us. And I think just some people, it's just easier to be a robot, and religion are guilty of that.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with someone, and I'm going to use the Catholic religion just because it's what I was raised in.
My All right. Experience. No offense, anybody.
No, listen, no offense. I have many Catholic friends. My mom still goes to church. Like, I'm just trying to point out a few pointers. So the reason I stepped out of the Catholic religion, like actually going to church, not the religion itself, going to church, I just really had a hard time understanding how it was okay for it to be real and acceptable that the priest receives divine messages from the Lord, that he is the communicator, and that this blood of Christ, I am basically taking in his spirit in a remembrance of him. And that's not demonic.
Right.
But me being in my house, feeling what I'm feeling is of the devil. Like, who decided that?
Oh yeah, that's why when I remember being my mother for a time, she was Catholic, and I was like, well, why can he talk to the Lord, but I can't?
Right.
And it was just that denomination, because when I went to the Pentecostal churches, everybody could speak to the Lord, you know. But no, you're right.
Well, let's go there, right? So I felt like also, you know, you have all these other religions that receive the ghost. How do they receive the Holy Ghost? That's energy. That's a spirit coming into your body.
Yeah.
It's the same way others on different spiritual walks receive it. And then to top it off, what really used to get to me is, so if religion is about humanitarianism and love and unity, why are you shunning people, ostracizing people for having a different belief?
Right.
Who are you to say that?
Yeah.
How is that love? How is you bad-mouthing someone that does not believe in what you believe in, Christian life? You know where that's coming from. That's not Christian. That's the ego.
Yeah. Hello, somebody.
That's the ego.
Hello, somebody. Yep. You're right. You're right.
So that's where this whole thing for me is like, and my mom debates with me. She hates the fact that I left the church, but I feel like my connection with my God, with God, the Supreme Creator, is perfectly okay.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go to church and be surrounded by people that I feel personally were not there for what they were supposed to be.
But what you said before we got on this, this call, this recording, you said most of your people that come to you is from church.
What? Yes. Listen, 90% of what I like to call my soul fam, right? Because I feel we're all connected by the soul. This is not about anything else. This is soul relations. We're humans. We're here to empower. They are church going people from all different sects of church, which just goes to show you they believe in what they believe in when they're at these gatherings, at these masses, but they're open and understanding. And after experiencing their sessions with me, see that this is not bad. This is a regular person that's listening to me and just empowering me the way a priest would in some kind of session.
Yeah, I did one with you, and I was like, oh, that was crazy. I was always scared, like, oh my gosh, she's going to read into her crystal ball and read her tarot cards and tell me something crazy.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to hell in the morning when I wake up. The Lord's going to come down and say, what are you doing? But that definitely wasn't, you know, our perception then based on our experience is totally different, you know, totally different. So, you know, that's another reason why I wanted you to have you on the show. I just feel like it's just a different perspective, because we get so caught up in what we think things are that sometimes we don't even open our minds to be like, you know what, maybe this is the way I think, but maybe it's not what I think. You know, you think bruja, and you think, you know, tarot cards, like, you know, those are things that are like, it's quote unquote witchcraft. And it's particularly like, you know, for Christians, it says, you know, witchcraft is not of the Lord. But then it's like, what are you doing? Like, are you like going spinning things in your cauldron and, you know, doing evil spells and things like that?
So this is the thing, right? I guess we should clarify what a witch actually is.
Yes, let's do that.
So people, I guess a negative connotation a negative connotation was added to the word witch, bruja, brujo, whatever. Because it's not understood, right? So
right.
A witch is just someone that is in tune with their own energies, with the energies that the universe gives out. Everything that we see in front of us, from a chair to a flower to just walk, everything is energy.
Right.
A witch is someone that has gone back to those roots, that has tapped into their inner knowing. Our ancestors, they may not have called themselves witches, but they lived of the land. They honored the moon.
Mm-hmm.
They honored the sun. They didn't have compasses. They knew the seasons.
Right.
By energetic changes in their environments. And yet here we are.
Yeah.
So I like, as a person, I feel like we're doing our grandparents a disservice by just blinding ourselves to everything that they endured so that we could be here generations later, because we've lost the translation of what the word witch actually means, which then ties me back to, it's all about control, right? So
yeah.
I believe wholeheartedly that the idea of Christians, Catholicism, all of those sects is meant to be good.
Yeah.
But there's always a hidden agenda. And we all know that at one point, church and state were united.
Yes.
And although church and state separated, I feel that those doctrines and those things were never updated to reflect as the times changed. And so there's still within every religion a form of control.
Yeah.
And they make you feel like if you step outside those boundaries, you are going to hell and you will forever be shunned from the Lord. How is a God that put us here, that we are part of his lineage, right? Because that's what's taught.
Yes.
Like a parent is going to completely disown you because you trip, you fall, or you venture out.
Because you're gay. Because you're gay. Because right. you're fornicated. Because you're something.
Right.
You're going to hell. Yeah. Yeah. That's and again, we're not putting love. Everybody in a box. We're not saying this is all Christians and all Catholics.
This is just in general.
But yeah,
in general.
We're just talking. We're having a conversation. We're having a conversation. Yeah, no.
I feel like unconditional love, right? They teach us as parents, we have to love our children unconditionally. We should love each other unconditionally while still accepting that that's coming with flaws and things. So how can our Lord, God, Jesus, whoever you believe in, not practice the same unconditional love that we are saying that we have to give our brothers and sisters? It's just the whole thing just to me, like, and that's why I'm here again.
Yeah,
because that's true. Just I felt like no, that cannot be the way.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. So before we actually go into, I mean, we spoke about a lot. This is not over. But before we're gonna actually continue to talk about specifically energy and energy exchange and how we can protect our energy or our self, our person, our human that we have here on earth. Before we go into that topic, I'm going to go on a commercial break real quick and we'll be right back. Just give us 30 seconds. Hey guys, so we're back for our second half. So we were still talking to Vanessa, the Eclectic Bruja, and we had a long conversation just talking about just background history and where we are now, where she came from, how we, you know, where I'm from, and try to link those things. Thank you for tuning back in. So now we're going to continue to talk about, you know, this energy, energy exchange. What does that even mean? Like, Vanessa, is energy, is that spiritual? Is that scientific? What is it? Well, we see all these little memes. We see these things on IG. We see these things on Facebook. We see articles. We see YouTube videos. We see a lot of stuff, and people talk about energy. What is it? What's energy?
So, you know, I'm no scientist or nothing, but I'm gonna explain it the way I understand it and the way I've experienced it, and so on and so forth. So, you know, as humans, right? We're designed of atoms and cells. That's all energy within our body. You know, when we heat up, when our bodies move, that's energy, right? So scientifically, yes, we are energy beings. I think that it's not only scientific, as we know, there's like a few people out there like Nikola Tesla that was really big on the science behind waves and frequencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frequencies, music that we listen to are created at certain frequency levels. And I've learned over time that these frequencies can assist the body in healing and things of that nature. When it comes to us and others, I remember being in school, and maybe some of the females on listening can relate. I don't know if you ever realized that if you had a group of friends, when it was that time of the month, you would almost be in sync.
Oh yeah, girl, still happens.
You would get right. You would get them one right after the other. Even though you didn't start that way, somewhere along the line, your body's aligned. That's due to energy transfer. So as energy enters our body, it comes in through the different organs, right? And our core relates it back, mm-hmm. which is why you hear, you know, when you're in love, you get butterflies in your stomach. When you're upset, you may get anxious. Like it's almost like any emotion that you feel. Everyone, if you become aware and you start paying attention, if you haven't before, you can feel it. It stems in your gut. It doesn't matter what else is going on with your body. Your core is where it hits and it manifests.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. So I'm just going to share a few things because maybe some of the listeners will be thinking like, oh, wow, you know, like I did experience that. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go
right ahead, girl. The mic is yours.
So you could be sometimes maybe walk into a room and all of a sudden
you may get chilly or you may get hot or you were just having a good day and it's like you walk past someone and all of a sudden you feel down and you don't know why. You start to wonder, am I bipolar? Like, I was just okay. Like, what's going on? And or you were sad and you heard a song that automatically made you happy. It didn't bring back a memory of any sort. It's just the beat spoke to you and it uplifted you. That's energy. That's because energy can change our feelings. Energy can make or break us. That also means when you dish out the energy, your feelings, your mindset, what you dish out is also breeding into the universe as well. So we can affect each other as people on the sheer fact that what we consider love, what we consider the emotion of depression, what we consider the emotion of anxiety, fear, worry, any emotion that you ever experience is energy coming out as a certain form of emotion that we as humans have assigned names to.
Okay.
But they're all energetic frequencies that are occurring within our body.
Mm.
And what we don't know that we're currently learning, like you were saying in these memes and stuff, is that these feelings that we have not only affect us, but affect those around us. And a perfect example would be for people that have parents such as ourselves. You know, I think that we always hear, you know, don't fight in front of your children. If you're going to talk about certain things, move out of the way. You know, children shouldn't hear that. They shouldn't live in a toxic environment or it could affect them in school.
Yeah, no.
But that's energy. I think that we've always just thought it's because of the words that are being said.
You're inviting.
We're yelling. It's the tension. Have you ever walked in a room and felt like you're walking into like a really enclosed area, like it's tight, like you're suffocating?
Mm.
That's because the energy in that room is reflecting actions, things that have occurred in that area. Whether you're walking into a meeting room where people are anxious because of a project that's due for a deadline, the room seems tight. Versus maybe you're going to a concert where everyone's excited to see their famous artist or whatever, and you walk in and you automatically are in that zone where you don't know where it's coming from, but you feel euphoric. It's like all of a sudden, like, wow, like this is going to be like an epic night. That's all energy.
Yeah.
That's all energy. And I feel that a lot of people are not aware of that. And a lot of people that feel like, you know, their relationships aren't going right. Their life just isn't heading in the direction that they want. You know, they're trying and they're trying and just nothing is adding up. And on the other hand, you have people that, wow, everything is going my way. I don't even know what I did to make that happen. It's all energy and your mindset. It's what you're dishing out that you're receiving back as a boomerang.
So when you say energy exchange, how does that apply into like what you're saying? Like, how do we exchange energy of purpose? Is that purposeful? Is that accidental? Can we make it purposeful?
Okay. So, well, yes, you can make it purposeful. I don't know that, purposeful, let's keep it simple, right? Purposeful, if you become aware, right? Which means that includes your mindset, how you retrain your mind to look at life, how you redirect yourself in those moments where you're not having such a good day to maybe be a little bit more optimistic. That's a purposeful change in energy, which will in turn on autopilot dish that out of you.
Right.
Within the other side, people that are not aware that what you're feeling, what you're thinking is energy would not know that they are inadvertently speaking that energy out into the universe, which is why they are receiving exactly what they did not want.
Mm.
If I had to recommend one of the first, I did an audiobook because I like to read, but it takes me forever.
Oh, I want a link. I didn't know you did that.
Well, I didn't write no book. I'm just saying my mind is a little too scattered to read sometimes. I have too much going on.
Yeah.
But Rhonda Byrne's The Secret.
I was, you know, when you're talking, that was like the first, like, I literally was about to ask you, oh, have you heard about The Secret?
Yeah. So that series right there, and for those of you that are Christian, it is very based in Christianism. So I want to let you guys know that this book was a genius book. It was created for the masses. It was created for people that believe in God, for people that don't believe in God, for people that
believe in philosophers but have no sense of any type of Christian walk or spiritualism. It really is just meant to train you to be aware and take full control of how your mind processes everyday things that come into your life, which in turn helps you create those energies to reap, to give out, and to bring back in what you so want.
Okay.
And I think because people are not aware, an example of that is all my life I was guilty of maybe, for example, saying, you know what? I'm so glad I'm not sick. I'm so glad I never get sick. Not realizing that that, even though I was trying to, I thought I was being optimistic, that very wording is inviting disease.
Wow.
Instead of saying, I'm so glad that I'm always healthy.
Ah.
See the difference?
Yes.
And I don't think that people realize that I'm still guilty. Even all these years, I'm still retraining myself to say things differently, to speak things from a place that's always going to continue to invite.
Yeah. Like what saying, I hate being broke.
What? Listen, one of the worst things you could say is, you know what? I'm broke. You're not broke. You may not have, you may not be in the financial place you would like to be, but
at that, the current moment.
Yes. But you know what that does is, and that just ties back to energies, right? The attitude of gratitude. So you saying I'm broke, that's a way of maybe saying that's really a way of saying you're not grateful for what you do have, and people don't realize that that's what's happening,
right?
And so the energy here is then, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to continue to find yourself in these ruts until you start being aware of what you're speaking, of your words, right? And let's go into this, right? So words, what are words? Words are spells. It's what you're telling the universe you want. So when people think of witchcraft, a witch, tying back to the cauldron, all this other stuff, no, a witch is a person that's aware of their words, that's aware that words have power. And we're taught that as humans.
Oh, yeah.
Words are
oh, yeah.
powerful.
Not words, not like the whole words can never hurt me, sticks and stones.
Yes, words, but that's a lie. That's a lie.
Words, who lied to us when we was kids?
Because you know what? I think we're taught, I mean, even men have a high rate of heart disease because they're taught not to express their emotions. It's like a weakness or whatever. Words are powerful. Words are powerful. Words are spells. Words is you speaking what you want. And even if you don't look at it from a spiritual level, you go to a job, you speak what you want because that's your expectation of what right. you're going to get.
Look at us now. We talk and we're speaking. We're using exactly. words. People don't see
same
us.
Thing. Same thing when it comes to energies. Witches use these words to speak, to manifest what they want. That's energy that they're dishing out into the universe because they are in alignment with what they're trying to reach. So if I want to reach something, I have to make sure that I'm in the feelings of what I want. That's what witchcraft is. It's aligning yourself with what you want to achieve, right? And right. if we go further, the cauldron. What do they use cauldrons for? Cauldron is a pot, a rice pot, for Christ's sake. It's like a rice pot, right? Where you put herbs. Are herbs evil? No, they're not. Rosemary, thyme, lavender, they're all of the earth.
Right.
But just like people believe on the holistic side that herbs have their healing properties.
Sure.
It's
sure.
the same. They're just used in what people call a magical way. And I think that the word magic personally just comes from because it's magic how they can change your life.
Right.
I just think it's words, play on words that have given things a negative connotation, but
so magic isn't evil.
And mind you, it can be. Has anybody seen The Craft? I'm sure people have.
Oh yeah, seen The Craft. Oh yeah, that's yeah. See, so, I try to avoid that movie when I was a
okay.
kid.
So listen,
scared the hell out of me.
Okay, but why? You had the four witches, then you had the one that was led by ego. She's the one that went insane.
Yeah,
it wasn't The Craft that was dirty because the other one was doing the same thing.
Yeah,
it was the person. So
and their intention.
Yes, people are demonizing spirituality, religions, whatever, because of individuals that take it and manipulate it. Free will is free will, and you are at free will to do what you want with these energies. But that's
deep, girl. That's deep.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that if people would become more open, they'd see that there's so much more to experience in this life than the box that they've been living in. It doesn't mean that they have to walk away from the religious sect that they grew up in or that they're comfortable with. It just means that
maybe you may want to open up that there's more out there.
Right. Yeah. No, and, I told you, I did the same. I'm a lot happier now, I tell you.
And I feel like spiritualism doesn't necessarily mean you have to be, it doesn't have to tie back. It doesn't tie back to a religion. They're two separate things. You can be spiritual. You can believe in energies. You can believe in, you know, the holistic path. You, there's so many things that you
so can do. So like I told you before, remember the notes I sent you? I could be holy, holy, hallelujah, but still be like, I feel the energy.
And girl, don't even get me started. Because let me tell you. So one of my favorite things to always, like, that pops up in my mind is I'm always, like, I get goosebumps when I watch a lot of these different sects when they catch the Holy Ghost. And I'm getting anxiety as I'm saying that, because that's a perfect example of a religious practice that if you really were to dive into it, ties back to all this stuff they're saying is evil. How does a person receive the Holy Ghost? They are a vessel. They are a vessel for their Lord. Mm. The Lord touches them. And I've seen people that I had a Christian woman speak in tongues to me. She invoked the Lord, a spirit of some sort, while she was with me, and she does not believe in this. She, oh, wow. we respects what I do. She actually recruited me to help her with something she was going through, which just goes to show you her mind opened up to it. She saw that it was the same thing.
Right.
But she receives her spirits. It's just not called witchcraft.
Right.
It's all the same. I just think people just need to kind of drop the ignorance blinders, and that's just really as best as I can put it.
I mean, it's just, it's also lack of better wording, like you just said. I would have never thought the way you described it to me. Like, it's literally an energy exchange. Like, I'm in church, I get filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not an actual person, it's not an actual being standing next to me, but it's the spirit, is the energy that enters a person, and so they catch the Holy Ghost. You literally catching a whole spirit.
Yeah, it's energy. And I feel like that ties us, that could lead us to empathy, right? Many of us, just as humans, are empathic, right? And that's different from sympathy. That's where you actually feel another person's feelings, right? And I'm sure many of us, whether we're full-blown empaths from a spiritual standpoint or just human energy exchange, how many of us haven't been in situations where we've been talking to a friend and the friend is talking to us about something in specific, and we feel that sadness, and we start choking up for them before they even cry.
Yeah, that quote, I feel you.
That's empathy. And what is that? That's energy exchange. That's you literally feeling what this person is going through.
Now, is there a difference between being empathetic and being an empath?
I think we all have the ability to be empaths. I think that the difference is so let's do X-Men, right? I like X-Men. Let's say an empathetic person could be a level one X-Men. You have the ability to feel, but you're not a fully awakened level five empath. So your path as a human may just be to be that person that people could come to because you truly understand things from their angle,
right?
Because you're feeling what they're feeling. Where an empath, oh, I'm an empath. An empath is bombarded by all the energies at once. You walk into a room, you can feel everything in that room, and it drains you. Empaths, you'll know if you're an empath because you may get a restful night's sleep. You may actually eat right. You're doing everything according to the books to be healthy, but you constantly experience fatigue, or you may have, you know, headaches that you don't know where they're coming from. And you've been to the doctors and there's no reason for these headaches. You just get them on specific days where maybe life was stressful. Yeah. You had too much going on. That's an empathic person and they don't know it. Mm. That's a person that is receiving these energies like slaps to the core, slaps to the body, slaps to...
Yeah, that would happen. Girl, that would happen to me in church all the time. I'd be like, why am I bawling?
Yes.
I wasn't even bawling for myself. I'd be like, somebody's here. And why?
Yes.
Please, I need to all address this person. I'd be like, what's wrong? And they're looking at me like, I'm crying like if it's for me. People be like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, no, I'm good.
And let me just tell you, if an empath, a full-blown empath at that level, does not find the time to self-care and isolate, regardless of whether people think you're being... you know, like selfish
away. Yeah.
It's actually, you're doing a disservice to yourself if you're not caring for yourself, because an empath that does not recharge by isolating, you know, meditating, grounding, things of that nature, will fall into dysfunction, which can come out in ways of like, maybe you're finding yourself being completely anxious, nasty, headaches, just you don't want to deal with anybody. That's your body telling you we need to recharge.
Now, since you mentioned, you know, for empaths, you know, self-care and all that stuff, even aside from that, you know, I know you also, something that definitely attracted me to you as a person was, you know, you talk a lot about self-care and self-love. And I know, again, to bring it back to the religion, people say, like in Christianity, it's not about self. It's not about self. It's not about self, self-love. It's about, you know, the outer love. But yeah, with that, like you said, we have to protect ourselves and our energy, because what good are we going to be to anybody if we can't do that? What are ways that we can, quote unquote, protect our energy or protect ourself, our heart, our spirit, our soul? What are ways you practice, or what are ways that, you know, do you have like general things that you can, you know, share with people, just, you know, just so we know, aside from just isolating ourselves?
Well, isolation is specifically, and let me clarify, isolation is time that you take for yourself, and that's self-care. That's time where you're basically, even if that self-care is 10 to 15 minutes, where you're focused on yourself, because you are correct. We are taught that we are to be available for others.
Right.
When others need us, we should go. And that's just in everything, right?
Yeah, and that's fine.
You cannot pour from an empty cup. Right. And if you don't replenish yourself, you start feeling drained. And then who are you helping? Right. You're doing yourself a disservice. So self-care is key. And self-care could be something as simple as, and I'm going to keep it simple, treating yourself to that massage that maybe you like. Maybe
do your nails every 2 weeks.
Yes. Maybe going to watch that favorite movie that you watch. Maybe just sitting in a bath.
Yeah.
And relaxing. Maybe reading your favorite book. I think that it's important for a person to take out time to remember self.
Yeah.
To remember that they may be the head of household.
Or moms, or just moms in general.
Yes. Moms in general, dads, a person that's running a company, an agency. Like, we cannot let life live us. And I think because this life is so
right there.
Yes.
Don't let life live you. Yeah, girl.
Yes. You have to live life.
I'm writing that down.
When you look back, you don't want to look back and wish that you did this or you did that, or feel like your whole life was based around your job and your responsibilities, because that's what happens as an adult.
Right.
We have responsibilities and we forget that we are individuals, which is the root cause of why relationships go bad, bad parenting, because we've all been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're drained. Why? Because we forgot that Vanessa is Vanessa outside of Vanessa the mom, mm-hmm. Vanessa the employee, Vanessa the spiritualist. Vanessa is her own person, and Vanessa needs to take care of herself before she can be of any worth to anybody else. So just taking out the time to self-care with a few of those things is key. And then in reference to cleansing, let's talk about cleansing energy before we even talk about protecting.
Yeah, that sounds a little crazy. Cleanse your energy, y'all. People about to log off. No, I'm kidding.
No, so let me speak from a scientific place. We won't even go spiritual. Make it easy.
Okay.
So the body, as we go through life, right, just like we pick up energies. Not all energies are good, because let's say you're a psychologist. You hear a lot of sad stories.
Yeah.
That eventually has to take a toll on you. Let's talk about police officers on the field seeing these gory things that occur. Let's speak of us watching the news, how depressing.
Oh, yeah, I shut it off sometimes. I don't even listen to the news for weeks at a time. Can't do it.
So we're all guilty of, after we watch that news, we're feeling some type of way. Some of us feel hopeless. Some of us feel like, wow, what's going to happen to our kids? That's energy that's now in your body sitting, that's manifesting these ill feelings.
Right.
That if you take a look, in many cases, it can alter the rest of your day.
Right.
And that's because the energy domino affects into everything you touch, speak, and do. So to cleanse your energies, you can do simple things like grounding. What is grounding? So I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I can explain it as simple as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So the earth naturally gives out energetic frequencies and energy fields and things of that nature.
Yeah. And this is a fact.
Yes. And because we are energy, we can cleanse ourselves through Mother Earth. So something as simple as walking barefoot on grass literally recycles your energy. It pulls the negative and puts positive energy back in. Mm-hmm. Something like that can uplift you. I don't know how many of you guys know or have thought of it or have been aware that why do so many people love the summer? Because the sun is bright. The sun makes you feel
uplifted. Vitamin D.
Yes, and that's energy. The sun can replenish those negative energies. It can cleanse and detox your body. Why do people associate colors with certain feelings? Red for passion, yellow and orange for happiness. It's because from an energetic standpoint, it speaks to our mind. Mm. Our mind knows it. It associates it because innately, whether we know or not, our subconscious remembers these things in ourselves.
Right.
So that's one thing you can do. Epsom salt. Anybody could get their hands on Epsom salt.
Oh, yes, girl. My husband loves him some Epsom salt.
So if you were to Google Epsom salt, which I did not before the call, but I have in the past. So Epsom salt on its own, its chemical makeup is designed to pull toxins from the body. That's what it does. Yes. That's why people recommend Epsom salt baths. And that's without witchcraft, right? But some people would call that witchcraft. Oh, so you're asking me to sit in a tub of Epsom salt with some lavender and chamomile. Yeah.
That's a baño.
That's a baño, right? Yeah. But that's natural. It's natural. Now, some people will say, well, then why do I need to get it from you? I'm just going to go there with that.
Yes, please let us know.
I'm going to go there because the way I work is I'm able to pour my energy, my connection to what guides me into that, which ramps it up for you. But as a regular person, you can still detox your body from natural causing elements that bring down your energy. Those feelings that we're talking about, those people we encounter, those sad moments. Detox your body. That's all I meant by cleansing.
That's you hit, girl, you hit it on the nose. I'm literally writing notes right now.
Right. I'm telling you, I do Epsom salt baths, just regular Epsom salt baths. I'll take and I'll if I can't get my hands on like lavender itself, because I know some of us live in really remote parts where we don't have access to these things.
Yeah.
However, a trick is I'll go and I'll buy tea, like tea bags. Mm-hmm. And I will take a chamomile tea bag and something with like lavender in it, any tea bag, and I'll dump it in hot water and I'll let it steep there. And
then you buy it at the supermarket.
Yeah, dollar stores have these things now, and yeah,
or they could go to your Instagram at the Eclectic Bruja, and they could request some stuff from you too.
Very true. But you know why I don't promote it? Because I don't want people to feel like this. You know, because let me just say, and I think it's on one of my most recent posts. Many people use the spiritual walk as a lucrative business, and they're frauds.
Oh, girl, yes,
and they're frauds, and they're selling you water from the sink with some food coloring, and it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving people a few things that they can do on
themselves. Yeah.
So they can experiment and see that outside of spirituality, just natural herbs on their own do help us and assist us in uplifting our energies and detoxing us. So just give it a try. That's all I'm saying is don't box yourself in. Now, protection, right? You asked me about protection.
Yeah, protecting your energy. Not to go into detail about what, you know, we spoke about months ago, but I know, for example, we did a reading for me. You told me something that to this day, to this day, I remember it because one thing you told me was, you know, you said, you pointed out the way I project my energy, but also how to protect my energy. And I'm all like, what do you mean? And you said, you know, you're very well aware of how you project your energy, but you're not really aware of how people are projecting their energy on you. And that's how come I was feeling all these types of negativity. I'm like, I feel so this and I feel so that, but it's not me. And you're like, yeah, you have to protect your energy, like protect what you're allowing yourself to received and ingest. And it was kind of hard to process that, because I'm like, well, how the hell do I do that? I just throw myself out there.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard to digest that one, because it's like, well, you know, how do we do that? Especially the type of person I am, where I'm like, I like to talk to everybody and tell me about yourself, and that's just who I am. So you know, for a person like that who's like me, and people like social workers, for example, I have tons of friends who are social workers. They have to deal, and they have to, these are the energy that they receive just on automatic, just because of the field that they're in. How can people like this, or even just from our circle of friends, how do we protect our spirits and our souls and our energy from, you know, I guess being stronger, or was we're going to at the end of the day, we're going to have encounters like this all the time. It's not going to be butterflies and roses and flowers.
It's never going to be.
Yeah, but it's something that we're naturally just going to hit every day. How can we protect ourselves? Not, I don't want to say from that, but once aside from the cleansing,
kind of hitting you hard.
Yes.
So I'm going to keep it like, let's start simple and let's kind of, I'm going to tie it back to a few religions, right? So for the Christians listening, I know that many churches do incense. They incense the churches in different ceremonies and things like that. And in that incense is simple items such as myrrh and rosemary and frankincense. And if you were to be open to Googling some of these essential oils and essences, you would see that they have, by nature, not spirituality or witchcraft or nothing, just nature in its natural form, have healing properties and certain properties that do things for our bodies, such as, I'm sure everyone on this podcast knows, lavender is known for calming.
Yes.
And chamomile as well.
Yes.
And that's just because in its natural state, it's what the herb is designed to do. Well, the same goes back to essential oil. So the first thing I would do is recommend that if you are in one of those areas where you really can't avoid who you talk to, you can't pick and choose who you deal with, right? Because your personal life is different.
Yeah.
Let's talk about personal life. In your personal life, people really need to get it together and understand that everybody that comes to them is not for them. And if someone walks away and leaves you feeling iffy, depleted, some kind of way, that's your gut. Whether you're aware or not, that's your gut telling you that this person's energy is not for you.
Right.
It's coming to disturb whatever you're trying to achieve within your life. So cut them off. I'm sorry. Some of them are family members.
I'm good at that.
Some of them are family members. And of course, we have to keep in mind family is family, but you can treat them from a distance. There's nothing wrong with pushing someone to the back seat,
right,
and working with them as needed because they are family. Some of these people are our parents. Like, it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
From an employment, career, everyday standpoint, I would highly recommend looking into essential oils, frankincense, sandalwood, myrrh, rubbing something as simple as some of those essential oils on your wrists. Mm-hmm. The back of your neck.
Oh, yeah.
All those zones where you put perfume at or cologne.
Oh, yeah. I do that with lavender at night. Put it on my wrist and make
some essential oils. That's a simple way of protecting your energies. Now, I'm going to ram that up a little bit by also saying I'm really big on what I call building an energetic field around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can explain it simply, it's using your imagination, right? So I'm sure whoever has children has seen those cartoons, or maybe when we were younger, you would see those cartoons where they would kind of build these energy fields around them.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought they were just cartoons, but that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. So what I like to do is I'll get up first thing in the morning. The first thing I do as soon as my feet land on the floor off that bed is I thank God for waking me up another day, because attitude of gratitude will set the tone for the rest of your day. That's the first thing I do. The second thing I do before anything else, believe it or not, is I will meditate for like a good 10, 15 minutes. I know meditation is not for everybody, but in reference to this conversation, think of that meditative moment, the moment where you go and tell yourself how you want your day to go. You know, I want my day to be productive. I want my day to be fruitful. I want my day to be full of happiness. I want my day to be full of power and strength and clarity, things of that nature.
Day your intention.
As you're thinking of that, I would want the person to imagine these energies as a bright light, whatever your favorite color is outside of black. Please do not choose black. Black will pick up on any energy that really is sitting within yourself.
Ooh, that sucks.
Any other color, right? And some people like black. I like black, but people that are not aware of energy should not work with the black color. And I don't know of anybody that thinks of black as like a super happy color.
I like purple.
Right. So think of that color that makes you feel happy. Imagine that light coming in through your feet as you're speaking what you want your day to reflect. Trying your best to stay away from thinking of everything that could go wrong. Because it's human nature to think, oh, well,
my life sucks. Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to think of all the things, if you had a wand in your hands or God or whoever you believe in could give you what you wanted right in this moment, speak it, how you want your day to go. And then imagine those words, that feeling of how you would feel when your day comes through that way, pushing through your body from your feet all the way up through your head slowly. And then imagine that energy pouring out of your head and kind of covering your body in a full circle on both sides till it reaches the bottom. And then if you're focused, you'll see now this energetic bubble around you.
Mm.
And then if you're Christian or whatever path you're in, I like Psalm 21. I don't read the Bible, but I love Psalm 21 and Psalms 91.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the Bible. They are super powerful. They speak of protection.
Oh, there's no Bruja book? I'm kidding.
You know what? There are Bruja books, but we won't even, you know. But I'm just going to say, a lot. If people want to check in, a lot of the Bruja books, they're not morbid. It's literally a person speaking those types of words, just they're not in the Bible.
Yeah, sure. But they're reading a psalm. Psalm is in a Bible.
They're like psalms. They're like psalms, but without the God piece in it or whatever.
Sure.
Or without naming God as God, maybe Supreme Creator or Mother Earth, whoever their deity is.
Sure.
And you can do that. And that's also a form of protection, but you would want to do that every day. Now, when you get home at the end of your day, then if you can't do it every day, if you can't do an Epsom salt bath, one thing I like to do is when I get in the shower before I go to bed, water in its natural state, what does water do? It cleanses, right?
Right.
It cleanses the earth. It replenishes life to the earth. It's just what it does, right? So for those of you that think this is just spiritual and you know, one of those religions and witchcraft or whatever, no, it's just natural. Water is a cleansing agent.
It's a natural. This is the natural you're going to get.
Yeah. So when you get in the shower, as you're showering, you want to imagine that everything that you picked up along the way today, anything that may have impacted you or that could be impacting you, even though you may be feeling great, right? Because it may not have been strong enough
right.
to impact you. You're going to imagine that washing out of your body like the gray, like dirt coming off of you and going down the drain.
Right.
And then before bed, you do whatever you do. If you pray, you pray. If you meditate, you meditate. If you listen to music, you listen to music. I'm really big on listening to frequency sounds like binaural beats.
Oh.
You can go on YouTube and Google HZ sounds. Basically, they are and I may be misspeaking on what it actually is, but I'm going to explain it to the way I hear it,
mm-hmm.
the way I understand it. So the way our music comes through, our favorite rap song, our favorite merengue, whatever you listen to, mm-hmm. those are all beats. Those are all frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
These are isolated frequencies without the words that just come through, like sleep music.
Is it almost like white noise also? Like,
sorry, there's all different kinds. Yes, white noise is a certain type of HZ. There's all different kinds. So you can literally go onto YouTube and look up healing sounds HZ, restful sleep HZ, repairing disease HZ. Our body reacts to these frequencies. And over time, you will feel the difference.
Wow. That's a good one.
Those are things. And that's why I post that frequency, Feed Your Frequency Friday, because I know people are not aware. And even if it's just to bring them to get curious and find out on their own, it's just a way to help yourself.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we all know if you're listening to a song that you really like, your body reacts to it. You either dance or you rock or you nod, or all of a sudden you're in the best mood ever. It's the sound waves that are coming.
Or you depressed.
Right. Exactly.
Or you bowdy bowdy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you want to get ready to go out, you play that music, you're ready.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes. To get you, that gets you amped up.
Yes.
So those are things that I could recommend on just a regular everyday for an everyday person that doesn't care to walk this path, that doesn't care for the rest of it. Just everyday things that you can do to assist yourself in this existence that we call life, to make life that much more meaningful. Because at the end of the day, you're only here once in this vessel, right? We're only here once.
YOLO.
I do believe that there's more beyond this, but I feel that in what we're doing now,
right,
there's no point if life is living you.
Yeah.
If you're running on autopilot and you can't even remember what you ate a few minutes ago, something's not right.
Yeah.
You're not taking out the time for yourself. And we're all guilty. I do it all the time and I have to stop myself.
Yeah. Girl, I know exactly how it is. I've got 3 kids, 12. Mm-hmm. Almost 10 and almost 8. And it's, you know, not to say about anybody else, you know, everybody's busy,
But I know particularly, you know, people are not, I'm a young mom. It's sometimes it's so hard. And it hasn't been until most recently that I'm like, you know what? I need to take a time aside, even if it's a couple hours, not even a couple hours, sometimes a couple hours in the week. You know, I'll go out with my husband. We'll have a drink. We'll go to dinner. Just basic things like that. That it's hard.
You don't have a problem when people say they don't have time, because that's all about priority.
Oh, yeah.
There's no such thing as not enough time, because everyone has to go to the bathroom at some
point. We all got to use the pee. Yeah, you're right.
Right. The bathroom might be your 5 or 10 minute break to just woo-sah and remind yourself, maybe speak positive to yourself. I think that a lot of the things that we do as humans is we don't thank ourselves and congratulate ourselves for the things that we have accomplished. We just seem to focus on what we have not done.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. A lot of that stems from people pleasing. People pleasing will kill you. You're not going to please everybody.
Girl.
And people need to stop that.
Yep.
And that all ties back to self-care. If you were taking care of yourself and being aware of your boundaries and your limits, you wouldn't be depleted by other people's expectations.
Yep. I know that's right. Preach, girl.
Another book I want to recommend, which I'm currently reading for those on the podcast listening that are interested in maybe seeing what this whole spiritual enlightenment is about, is The Power of Now. It's one of the most basic books. It's by Eckhart Tolle.
Yes.
It's one of the most basic books that you could read. And I've just gotten into a few chapters, but I can tell you that just the first chapter alone is super amazing. It speaks of how we identify who we are to these feelings, to these energies, like fear, for example. And the minute we try to not fear something, we almost feel like we're losing a sense of ourselves because we're so used to relating to that emotion.
Right.
That anything outside of that is scary.
Yeah. Like some people who like to dwell in their
Sorrows and stuff. God.
We're going to experience it, and you have to feel it. It's important to feel it, but don't live there. Don't live there. Figure it out.
Figure out what brought you to there, and then let's just do better. But stop kicking yourselves.
Yeah, it's true.
I just feel like this is all about growth and realizing that it's never too late to start, to being aware. Forget spirituality and all that other stuff. Being aware of yourself as an individual. Remembering that you are still you, regardless of you being a mom or whatever else.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you one thing. When I started taking time for myself and whatever that would be, it's you know, I've been treating myself, and myself loves me more.
and that changes, you know. It's crazy, and I'm sure you could speak to that because of some of the things that we discussed. But once you realize that, I remember you hit me up, everything just started happening for you.
Yeah.
And that's because your energy was on a different frequency.
Yeah.
You stopped the self-pity. You stopped the self-doubt. You stopped the wondering if you were doing things right. You just took it for what it was and started speaking what you want.
And it's important to sometimes, and we're not always just going to be on the up and up. We're going to get back down. But I think what I've been realizing with myself, especially, and even in talking to you and following your page and people like you and things like that, I've learned that I'm going to get like this past week, that it was a rough week. It was rough. But the good thing is that I'm like, okay, I've been here. I've not been here in this spot before, but I know what it's like to be here. And I'm aware of how I'm going to get myself, I'm aware now how I can get myself out of this. You know, sometimes it's just like, I just got to change my mindset in this moment. Like, okay, I had a rough week. Okay. I have the steps and the tools to be able to get myself out of this because I've been here before, you know? So like you said, it's just about awareness. There were times where before I'd be like depressed for years and months at a time, weeks at a time, because I never knew how to get myself out. So now that I'm more aware of, okay, I'm feeling here. Okay, I know what I need to do to get myself up. Let me feel this moment and then let me get out of it, you know? So I think it's important, because it's not to say you're not going to have those depressing times. Yeah, I changed my energy, but it's not to say you're not going to be depressed anymore. It's like, no, you're still going to feel it. But just in knowing now what that process is to get out of it, I think that's really, really important.
And you made a great point. So life is never going to be perfect. And that's some of the problems that I have with some of these people that call themselves witches, spiritualists. Like, they promise people things without explaining that, like with anything in life, you have to work towards it. There's not a wand that you can wave.
You don't sell those wands. You don't sell them.
No, I could sell you a wand, but it'd probably just be a stick. I mean, you know, and you have to do your work.
Yeah.
You have to do your work. And part of that work is becoming aware, which is why, like, as you saw with my sessions, I'm really big on just providing you guys with personal insight. I need you guys to grow. I need you guys to understand, because if I were to go missing one day because I decided to just stop, you know, doing whatever, you guys should still be able to keep going.
You know, girl, you go on your little social media hiatus and sometimes and I'm like, come back.
Yeah. I had a bunch of DMs like, yo, are you serious?
Yeah, be like, come back to where'd you go? I need your frequency Friday.
Yes, but I really just hope that, you know, from like our conversation thus far, that people see that, yes, there are people that probably are practicing demonic practices, but it's not the religion. It's not the spiritual path. They're different, one, right? As you can see, you can be spiritual and not religious.
Yeah.
But it all coexists, and it's about the individual, their intention, and their energy.
Yeah.
And you pick them accordingly.
Of course.
If someone is not resonating with your spirit, if your gut is turning at the sight of talking to someone, they're not for you. Honor that.
Yeah. And be like, okay, thanks, bye.
And that's with anything. How many relationships, how many of us have met people, and because our ego was hell-bent on being with them, we walked into a toxic situation knowing that when we first met them,
we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Our gut warned us, like, this person's not for you, but no, I want it. That's us.
Girl,
that's
who we are as humans. We stubborn. We a stubborn bunch.
Yes, we are.
Yes. But I just, is there any last words before, this was so good. Saturday morning, wake up. even though I'm not going to put this in on a Saturday morning, this is what we're recording it. But
it's our Saturday morning and we up and going.
Yes. And Memorial Day weekend too. Yes. So I definitely want to say, you know, thank you for being a guest on my show.
Thank you.
Is there any last words or anything you want to say? Just speak out into the universe.
I just want to say to everyone listening, if anything at all from this discussion, whether you agree or disagree, it's just that you were open to receiving what I was saying, which is a start all in itself. Continue on your path as long as you're being true to yourself. If at any point on your path, anything that you're doing in your life, religious, work, anything, relationship, you feel uncomfortable, that is what protects you, that God, that source, letting you know that it's time to make a change. And shifts are not easy. It's always going to make you uncomfortable before your breakthrough comes. And unless you shift, you will continue to experience the same thing again and again and again until you release yourself and liberate yourself from that cycle.
Yes. Thank you.
And many blessings. Many blessings.
Yes.
To everyone listening.
Yes. Thank you so much, Vanessa. Guys, I would love for you to, I'm going to tag her in my Instagram. I'm going to tag her on Facebook. I'm going to tag her wherever I share this. Feel free to follow her on the Eclectic Bruja. I will spell that out in the description. It's so uplifting. Some days, you know, she just says something you want to here. She has her little IGTV too. I'm hoping she puts out her podcast soon because I know people been talking to her about that. But thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for coming, Vanessa. And
you're welcome.
We wish you a great day, many blessings, love and light, and thank you for listening. Take care.